So the disciples had been following Jesus for quite a while, and they'd experienced his teachings firsthand. They were present when he taught the crowds. They saw with their eyes when he healed the people, and they witnessed his confrontations with the religious officials. And they also saw people walk away. Some chose not to follow. It's too difficult. Challenge was too great. And now the disciples were trying to understand what it was that Jesus expected of them. That's a good question, isn't it? What is it that Jesus expects of us? Wasn't easy being a disciple of Jesus. They, if you think about it, they left their jobs, they left their family, they left their friends. They were at times really frustrated. They felt they weren't up to what he expected of them, and sometimes I think they were confused and even afraid. They listened to his teachings and they watched him perform the miracles, and they thought to themselves, I could never do that. And it was out of this sense of inadequacy that they approached Jesus and they asked a question. How can we increase our faith? And maybe if they had more faith, they could do the things that Jesus was doing, right? Maybe if we just had more faith. Maybe we wouldn't feel as frustrated or inadequate. Maybe if we just increased our faith, then things would get better. God, if we had more faith, then we'd be better equipped to do your work. We need more faith. We're asking you to give us more faith. Now you have to give them some credit for realizing they needed more faith, because I think that's something that probably all of us need, is more faith. Don't you think? This means yes, this means no. You think? We all need a little more faith. And the realization that this was a problem for them, I think, is a beginning point. It'll get them to the next place where they can do what they need to do in order to solve this. And they're looking to Jesus to help them. So we are too, kind of, right? Most disciples these days would have a hard time recognizing this was even a serious problem. We just aren't doing enough to bring about God's kingdom on earth. Well, that's not a phrase you hear very often. It was a concern for the disciples, and it should be a concern for us. Surely more could be done to bring about God's kingdom here on earth. More could be done from all of us. And before anything can be done, we have to have that desire in our heart to make God's kingdom happen. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, is a part of that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Do you guys pray that? Anybody here pray that? Do you want that? You pray that. And so are you making that happen? Are you instrumental in bringing God's kingdom to earth? How? Well, that's what the disciples wanted. They wanted what Jesus had prayed. They wanted to be an instrument to bring about God's kingdom. They wanted God's love, God's peace, God's grace, God's power, all of these things of God, to be present with God's people. I can tell you, you know, there's some wonderful joy that we can get in the world, but does it compare to the joy in Christ? That joy that joy that comes from Christ, or peace. You know, we can get peace and relaxation, but does that compare to the peace of Christ? Does it even begin to compare to what we feel because Christ has given us something that the world cannot give you? It's deeper than you know. And so our responsibility as disciples of Christ is to offer this love of Christ, this peace of Christ, this joy of Christ, this power of Christ, the presence of Christ. Are you getting this? That's God's kingdom on earth, and it's instrumental in changing lives. It'll change your life. It'll change my life. And it'll change the lives of those that we interact with. So we pass along what God has given to us to others. And it makes all the difference, doesn't it? Because it's God's kingdom work that's being done. And Jesus says, you know what? If you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Do you think they understood what Jesus was talking about? I think they had a hard time with the solution. They felt the problem was with God. God just didn't give them enough faith. God, if you want your kingdom to come on earth, then you need to give us more faith. And Jesus says, the problem's not with God. Because you see, even the tiniest little bit of faith will go a long way. Even if you've got faith just the size of a mustard seed, you can do wondrous things. Now, the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. It would look like a little speck on the tip of your finger. You'd probably need a magnifying glass even to see the mustard seed. So the lesson, even in the small amount of faith, is enough faith to do seemingly the impossible. A small amount of faith can uproot a big tree with deep roots and plant it in the sea. Even faith that seems insignificant to us, even faith that seems microscopic, as tiny as a small seed, could be the instrument for God to use to make a difference in the world. Just a little bit of faith can go a long way. The solution to the problem of faith is not with God. Is anything impossible with God? No. The solution with the problem of faith is not with God. So where's the problem? Us. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could do the impossible. Carolyn Johnson was working with Purdue University, and she talked about an experiment that she had. Kind of an interesting thing she tried with spiritual growth. She showed them a stick of chewing gum. And she said the gum was special. It was like faith and could help solve all their problems. And then she said, I need for you each to get your stick of chewing gum. They looked at her like she was crazy. They said, hadn't given them a stick of chewing gum. And she said, oh, yes, I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. And they had this argument that went on. And finally, somebody picked up their chair and flipped it over, and they saw a piece of chewing gum attached to the bottom of the chair. Yeah. No, not used. This was. Although they might have found that as well. Yeah. She said she put a stick of chewing gum on the bottom of all of their chairs. But because they couldn't see it, they didn't think it was there. They were sure they didn't have it because they couldn't see it. And just like the disciples, they're sure they don't have faith because they can't see it. So it must not be there. And Jesus said, oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. But there's some things you just can't see. Can you? But you know they're there because God gives them to you. Like that peace that you feel inside when you realize and know that God is caring for you. I had my heart attack and I had several people come by and they said, are you worried? I said, actually, no, I'm kind of glad because now I know what the problem is. God can take care of it, right? Yeah. I wasn't too sure about the doctors. I was a little concerned about them. But I knew God was going to take care of it. Yeah. And there was this peace. God's going to take care of everything. And you just feel it, right? You just know it. Can you see it? No. It's inside. And there's this joy that I have. People talk about my laughter. Joe always says, your laughter is contagious. And I said, Joe, it doesn't come from the world. It comes from God. There's just joy that's just inside. I just have it. And the world can't take that away. Right? It's God's joy and God's peace and God's love and these things of God that come from the kingdom of God and they're in me. And can you see them all the time? No, but I can, but I know they're there. I just know it. And I have the faith to believe it. Faith will go a long way. But we're the ones who have the problem. We don't have enough of what God has already given us. We don't see it, and so we fail to trust it. But God has put it in you. He puts it in all of us. Just a little bit of faith will go a long way. And Jesus tells his disciples, it's not the world, it's not the things of the world. That's not the problem. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. The problem's not with the world. And the disciples of today say the reason we're not able to do all the things that Jesus wants us to do is because of all the things around us that are hindering us. And sometimes it's even the church. If we had the right kinds of programs or training seminars, or if the church had more volunteers and more people, then we could do more things. And if we, and Jesus said, if you just had a faith the size of a mustard seed, maybe we need more training. Maybe we need to talk more about faith in our Sunday school and discipleship classes and worship services. And Jesus says, you talk enough about faith. The problem is not with God. God's given you faith. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed. The problem is not with the world. The faith of a mustard seed could move a mountain. No, the problem is not with the church. We don't need more training. We don't need to talk about faith any longer. We need to act out of our faith, the faith that God has given us. The problem is the disciples need to use the faith they have. The disciples asked Jesus to increase it, and Jesus says, you've got enough. You already possess enough faith. And guess what? So do we. We just need to use it. We found the enemy, and it is us. We do more to stop God's work from happening than anyone because of our lack of faith. Jesus basically says, you've got no one to blame but yourselves. You've heard in the news that there's another high wire artist who wants to cross Niagara Falls. Did you hear about this? They want to go across Niagara Falls again and without a net. I suppose you've also heard about the last one that went across. Did you hear about that? The announcer quizzed the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you believe you could cross Niagara without falling? And they all went, woo! How many of you believe that once he goes across, he can come back across the wire without falling? They went, woo! How many of you believe that he could push a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls without falling? Woo! How many of you would like to get in the wheelbarrow that he pushes across? Silence. No. So the difference between belief and faith is the difference between staying in our seats and climbing in the wheelbarrow. Right? It's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it. I tell you today, folks, we got to get in the wheelbarrow. We got to take some risks. We've got to trust and believe that God is going to honor those risks and those efforts and that time and energy and all that we put into the work of God to seek to make a difference in the world. We got to get in the wheelbarrow. It's one thing to say you believe that God can do the impossible, and it's another thing to get involved in doing the impossible. There's a difference. I asked you earlier, can God do the impossible? And you said, yes. Okay. Then get in the wheelbarrow. Right? Then get in the wheelbarrow. You believe it. You say you do. So get involved in doing the impossible for God. Because we know God can do the impossible. And I want to be a part of it. I want to make a difference for God's kingdom in this world, in this church, in this community, using my life, my gifts, my love, and God's love, and make a difference for God and help make the impossible happen. And when you say you can do the impossible, will there be people around you who will tell you you can't? Oh, folks, the devil is hard at work and wants you to believe that you can't be an instrument for God. This church can't be God's instrument in this community and around the world. Can't happen, won't happen, and they're going to do everything they can to try to stop it from happening. How sad. But when you fight against God, you lose. Because God will do the impossible. And already is. And I'm going to be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it as well. Guess what? He's already working. You can't see it all the time, but he's at work. God is doing God's stuff. And I'm thankful for that. And all I have to offer is just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit. But I believe God keeps God's promises. Don't you? And when God calls you and gifts you, God will use you. God's called you here. God's gifted you with some wonderful gifts. And God wants to use you to make the impossible happen. His work, His kingdom work in this world. So let's get in the wheelbarrow, okay? Betty said, hold on a minute. Okay. You got everything you need, folks. You got faith. God will make it happen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the miraculous work that you're doing in our lives, in our church, and we just praise you, God. And we have the faith to believe that you're at work in ways that we cannot see. We celebrate, God, that work that you're doing in people's lives, how you're changing people, and you're helping to make them your disciples. We thank you, God, for the growth that's happening as people are growing incrementally, step by step, into the people that you long for them to be. We thank you, God, for the ministry and the work that goes out from this place into this community and the difference that it makes in the lives of people that we touch. And so, God, send us out with faith. Help us to believe and to trust and to know, God, that you are at work through us in the world. So we pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.